Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
And thank you all for tuning in to the Frequency of the Past, where great stories are waiting to be heard once more. The best way to reach out to me are the comments on Spotify, my email, mysteryfrequencypodcast@gmail.com, my social media, Mystery Freak, F-R-E-Q on Twitter, Mystery Frequency on Instagram. Please consider following, reviewing, and rating. All of those are easy to do, and once you do them once, you don't have to do it again. Now with all that, please enjoy the show.
Can you see anything?
Yes. It's just a small room. Nothing exciting about it. It's not even furnished.
Oh.
Let's have a look inside. Come on, Steve. Can you get in all right?
Yes.
There you go. Not very impressive, is it?
It doesn't seem to be used at all, as far as I can see. Isn't there a light?
Yes, but I'm blurred if I can see the switch. Close the panel, Steve. I have an idea that might work in.
All right. Yes.
I thought it would. I could see the small notch on the corner of it. What's that?
Paul, we're moving.
Moving?
It's the room. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it?
Yes. Why, Timothy, Steve, we're in a lift.
A lift?
Keep still.
Oh, we're going down. We're going down. We're going down.
We're stopping, Steve.
Yes.
Look in the panel, Steve.
I wonder where we are.
Probably the bargain basement. Yeah, I'll try that.
Looks like a passage of some sort.
Yes. Can you get out all right?
I think so. They don't give you much room, do they?
I wonder where this place leads to.
I've got a pretty awful sense of direction, but we seem to be going towards the village as far as I can make out.
Yes. We'll walk to the end.
Yes, all right.
Can you see?
Not too badly.
This passage is pretty old. It must have been here for donkey's years.
Yes.
Seems fairly long, doesn't it?
Paul, Paul, there's a light.
Where? Oh. Oh, yes.
It's an oil lamp. Someone must have been here quite recently.
Someone's been here quite recently, all right. Don't worry about that. I wonder where the devil this leads to.
Most probably the little general. Everything seems to lead towards...
Right, Timothy Steele, you're right. You're right.
Paul, you don't...
The little general lies about 100 yards from Ashdown House. We must have come 50 yards already.
Then you really think this passage leads towards the inn?
We'll soon find out. We'll soon find out, Steve.
There's some sort of a wooden staircase over there.
Yes. We're underneath the inn, all right. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Can you hear voices?
Yes. Yes, I think I can.
If we climb to the top of the staircase, we might hear.
Yes.
Be careful, Steve.
Paul, listen. Listen.
The doc will tell you what to do.
What's happened to Skid?
He's dead.
Dead? I thought you said the smash was
all right. It wasn't the smash, Horace.
Then what was it?
He had to be taken care of.
Taken care of? You don't mean the name?
Yes.
Why should he? Why should Skid be murdered?
He had to go. He was on the point of talking.
Well, how do we know? How do we know he was on the point of talking?
That's what I see.
It's the same as Snipey, Jackson and Lefty. They did their job well and then look...
Jackson was a fool. And an incompetent fool into the bargain. He didn't even wear gloves on the Lester job.
Well, what about Lefty?
That was my fault. I was sorry about that. I only meant to give the poor devil a whiff of chloroform and he passed out on me.
Yes, well, it stands all right. I'm getting a bit windy, see? And Knave is just a little too smart for my liking.
A little too smart, eh, Horace? How very interesting.
If the Knave wasn't smart, we shouldn't be here, my friend. You can take that from me.
What do you mean?
The Knave received information about a valuable diamond owned by a Nottingham firm called Trenchman's. Diana went around there this morning and had a look at it. We were supposed to make all the arrangements about the job tonight. But this morning, after Diana got back, the chief rang up. And...
Well?
Trenchman Diamond was a trap. A charming little noose, my friend, for us all to put our pretty little necks in.
Truth. What about Diana? How do we know she wasn't followed?
I may have been.
We don't know. Diana's got to lie low for a while.
It's a damn good job the chief found out about Trenchman, so we'd have been in a swell jam.
Whose idea was it to have a plant like that? I mean, a favorite was that
it
nosy...
It was Mr. Paul Temple's idea, unless I'm very much mistaken. And unless I'm very much mistaken, Mr. Temple is going to be aptly rewarded for his originality.
Then heaven help the poor devil if you get your hands on him, Doc. Do you remember that Greek fella? The small drops of acid? I'll never forget his face. He was...
Shut up! Shut up!
Horace is a little sensitive, aren't you, Horace?
Well, I saw him and you didn't. He was staring. Staring!
Put yourself together, Horace. Now listen. And listen carefully. The chief's got another idea up his sleeve. And as far as I can make out, it's going to be a pretty big proposition. He wants you all here in room 7 on Thursday at 9 sharp.
Is he coming?
Yes. Yes, he's coming. Dixie, I want you to meet Snow at the house. I'll see he gets his instructions. You can come down the passage until you reach.
Paul, we'd better go back to the house.
Yes. Careful, Steve.
Do you think we should be able to work the lift?
We'll have to. Mind that bottom step.
You can see quite clearly when you get used to the light.
Yes. Now, come on, Steve. We must hurry.
here we are.
This panel is... Ah, that's got it. Hurry, Steve.
It's working. We're going up.
Yes. I hope Karloff, the butler, hasn't missed us.
Is the room empty?
Yes.
Good.
Careful. That's fine. Now, how do we close the panel from the... Oh, the statue, Steve.
I'll do it.
Good.
Now what?
Steve? Steve, I'm worried.
Worried? Why?
I'm worried because you're mixed up in this affair. These people are dangerous. They'll stop at nothing. You've got to watch yourself, Steve. You've got to watch yourself.
Don't worry. I will. You're very sweet.
Ever since that incident in your flat, the record, I've been anxious for you. Steve, can't you go away for a little while?
No. No, and even if I could, I shouldn't. This is my affair, Paul. My affair more than anyone else's. The Knave of Diamonds killed my brother.
But, Steve,
But that isn't everything. The whole affair is much deeper than that, Paul. Much deeper. From the very beginning of the Cape Town robberies 8 years ago, I knew and hated the name of Max Lorraine. I knew that sooner or later I should have to face him. Please believe me, Paul.
Steve, listen. We agreed that it would be Paul Temple versus Max Lorraine. And that's what it's got to be. You heard them talking in that room at the inn. And you know the type of people we're up against. Steve, for my sake, you've got to keep out of this.
But Paul...
I shall make a point of seeing Sir Graham first thing tomorrow morning. That inn must be raided on Thursday at all costs. Steve, there's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Well?
You remember you told me that when your brother was investigating the Cape Town robberies, he worked with another officer, a man who was later murdered by Max Lorraine?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Tell me, what did they call the man?
Bellman. Sidney Bellman. Why?
I was just wondering, that's all.
Are we going to wait here?
No. I think we've seen enough of Ashdown House for the time being. I'll get hold of this butler fellow and tell him we're not waiting. Is that the bell push?
Yes, I'll ring.
He's coming.
You rang, sir?
Yes, we've decided not to wait for Dr. Milton. Perhaps you'd be kind enough to give him my kind regards.
Certainly, sir. Good night, sir. Good night, miss.
Lucky chance that Miss Trent touched that statue. You say this passage runs from the doctor's house into the actual inn itself?
Yes, Sir Graham.
You think this passage is a recent innovation?
No, it's been there for donkey's years. It must have been. I dare say it was used by smugglers originally as a sort of storing house.
Why, some of these old English inns have...
What is it?
I was just thinking. I wonder if Miss Parchment knew that there was a definite connection between the doctor's house and the little general.
Miss Parchment? Who's Miss Parchment?
Oh, the retired schoolmistress.
Oh, good heavens. Why should she know anything about it?
I just wondered, that's all.
You know, the thing that beats me, Temple, is how this fellow, the Knave of Diamonds, discovered that the Trenchman affair was a trap.
Well, the answer to that is quite simple, Sir Graham.
Quite simple?
The Knave is here, amongst us. He knows all our plans and everything about us.
Good God, Temple. Are you suggesting
I'm suggesting nothing, Sir Graham, that the facts themselves do not indicate. Skid Tyler was murdered, remember, here, in this very office, because he was on the point of divulging the identity of the Knave of Diamonds.
Yes. Yes, you're right, Temple. Then, who is the Knave?
I don't know. But I may have a pretty good idea within 24 hours.
Within 24 hours?
Yes. There's a meeting to be held at the Little General tomorrow night at 9. And the Knave will be there.
Then...
I want about half a dozen of your men to surround the place. If anyone attempts to leave, have them picked up. But no one must be stopped from entering the inn. You understand?
Yes. And the doctor's house?
Exactly. The same precautions must be taken. At about 9:15, the men watching the house will close in on it, force an entrance, and come down the underground passage to the inn. Is that clear?
Yes.
Meanwhile, at 9:15, the men watching the inn follow exactly the same procedure. Close in on the little general and force an entrance.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, that's all right, Dale. Tell Davis of the flying squad I want a word with him.
Very good, sir.
I should have your men planted at about 8, Sir Graham, and then...
Now, don't worry. I'll see to that all right.
Good.
It might be a good idea if I came down myself. The two of us could join the men at the little general there.
Yes, yes, splendid.
My gosh, Temple, we've got him. We've got him this time.
I wonder, Sir Graham. Are the men armed, Sir Graham?
Some of them are, I believe. Aren't they, Dale?
The men watching the house have service revolvers, sir. I thought under the circumstances...
Oh, of course, yes, yes, of course.
You understand about the statue, don't you, Inspector?
Yes, I think so, sir. It's on the left, you say, as soon as you enter the lounge.
Yes, that's right. The head of the statue is on a sort of base. As soon as you turn it, you will see the panel in the wall. I told you about the light, didn't I?
Yes.
Good. So far as I could gather, the lift works automatically. Immediately you close the panel, you will hear the machinery.
I see.
I think someone ought to be left behind in the house, Dale. I should leave Smith, Hodgson, and Mowbray. We'll pick them up later.
Very good, sir.
Oh, by the way, you have the search warrant.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, good. Well, I think that's about all, isn't it, Temple?
Yes. We should be waiting for you at the Little General. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
And be careful in that passage. I expect the devils know the place backwards.
Well, even if they get past me, sir, Mowbray and company will be waiting for them in the lounge.
Oh, yes, of course. Right, Dale. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
He seems a nice fellow, Dale.
Yes. A bit reserved, but very efficient. He's only been at the yard about 12 months.
Hmm.
What time is it exactly?
I make it, 8:40.
Mm. How long should it take us to get down to the inn?
Oh, about 15 minutes, no longer.
Oh, well, there's no hurry.
Dale said he had 6 men at the house. How many are watching the inn?
Now, let me see. Miss Foster, Robinson... Oh, about 8 or 9, I should say.
Good. Is Merritt there?
No.
Then... I think the best plan would be for you and me to enter the inn first. Then, if possible, we can also ask... what is it, Price?
There's a lady called to see you, sir. Mrs. Neddy. I told her you were
engaged. Good Lord, that's Steve's landlady. Surely she...
Have you bursted in on you like this, Mr. Temple? Oh, dear. Dear, I'm that exhausted.
Sit down, Mrs. Neddy.
That's all right, Price.
Very good, sir.
I'm sorry to be to trouble you, sir, but...
No, that's all right, Mr. Nettie. Just take your time.
Thank you, sir. Oh, what a relief.
Now, you feel any better?
Oh, yes. Yes, much better, thank you, sir.
Good. Now, what is it you want to see me about?
It's about Miss Trent, sir.
Miss Trent? What about Miss Trent?
She's disappeared, sir.
Disappeared?
What makes you say that, Mrs. Neddy?
Well, it's like this, sir. This morning at about 9:30, the telephone rang in Miss Trent's flat. I was in the kitchen downstairs at the time, and I could hear it as clear as a bell, as you might say, sir. I could always hear the telephone, sir, because the kitchen been rather
yes,
on the small
yes,
side.
Yes, yes, Mrs. Neddy, but what happened?
Well, sir, after a little while, Miss Trent comes downstairs. She seemed in rather a nary and a bit excited. I asked her if she was going out, and whether she'd be back for lunch or not. I always like to know whether she'd be in for lunch,
yes,
sir,
yes,
because...
And what did she say, Mrs. Neddy?
She said that the editors sent for her, and she'd probably be back in about an hour and a half. She also asked me not to turn her room out, since she'd probably want to stay in all day and work. That often happens with Miss Trent, sir. She goes down to the newspaper office...
Yes, go on, Mrs. Neddy, please.
Well, sir, there's nothing much to tell, really, except that she never came back. And then about 11:45, the telephone went again. I can hear it all over the blessed house. So after a while, I went upstairs and I answered it and...
Yes, Mrs. Neddy?
It was a newspaper office, sir. They said they wanted to speak to Miss Trent. I told them she'd left the house immediately after they called her, but the man at the other end, he said he was the editor, and that...
Yes?
That they never had called her.
Good Lord.
I didn't know what to do, sir. I was in a quandary, as you might say. Then suddenly, I remembered all those articles Miss Trent used to write about send for Paul Temple, and I thought...
You acted very wisely, Mrs. Neddy, very wisely.
Temple, you don't think that the news is...
By Timothy, we've no time to lose, Sir Graham. No time to lose.
Anything to report, Tanner?
No, sir.
Has anyone entered the inn?
Not a soul, sir. I can't understand it.
Come along, Sir Graham.
You know the signal, Tanner, in case we need you.
Yes, sir.
They seem deserted.
Yes. I wonder if there's anyone in the back parlor.
We'll soon find out.
You know, it looks to me as if we're on a wild goose chase.
Where does this door lead to?
Oh, that door leads outside, I think, into a sort of courtyard. You won't find anything out there except pigeons.
Well, where the devil is the room you were telling me about? Room 7?
Yes. That's what I want to know.
It can't very well be upstairs because of the passage leading from the house.
No. It must be behind this paneling somewhere.
Sounds solid enough.
Yes, but there's quite a gap between this parlor and the staircase. I reckon that's where the room is.
Yes, but how are we going to get into it? There must
just a
be
minute,
some...
Just a minute.
What is it?
I thought I heard it. Listen.
There's someone behind the paneling.
Yes.
That's Dale.
By Timothy, he's been quick.
Is that you, Dale?
Yes. Where are you?
Knock on the wall, Dale.
He's over here, I think.
Must be some way to
Look,
get through.
The panel's moving.
He must have found the switch.
Yes.
Hello, Sir Graham. There's a room in here.
Yes, that's what we're looking for. Mind your head on that beam.
Oh, I'd certainly love to find the switch for the panel.
So this is room 7.
Where's the entrance from the house?
Through that cupboard, sir. There's another panel. It leads down to the passage.
Well, these people certainly picked a good hideout. Did you find anyone in the house, Dale?
No, sir. But on the small table in the hall, I found this.
What is it?
It's a playing card. The Knave of Diamonds.
There's something on the back, sir.
By Timothy.
What does it say?
It says, enter Paul Temple, exit Louise Harvey.
Exit Louise Harvey. Temple, we've got to find that girl.
Sir Graham.
What is
someone in the back parlor? Look, you can see his head.
Mary. Come in, Charles.
Hello, Paul. What the devil do you... Sir Graham. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mary. What are you doing here?
I came down to see Mr. Temple, sir. His man told me he was at the Little General and... Well, it's lucky you were here, too, sir.
Why? What is it, Mellet?
I'm afraid I've got bad news, sir.
Bad news?
It's Ratcliffe and Chambers of Malvern, sir. They're hanging through
it. Ratcliffe and Chambers? You mean the jewellery people?
Aye.
Mellet, you don't mean to say that there's been another...
Yes, sir, Graham. £14,000 worth.
£14,000? Good Lord,
when did this happen?
About 6 o'clock. Apparently a man went into the shop. Oh, by the way, Paul, Bryce asked me to give you this cable. It arrived about 5 minutes after you left. He said...
Good. I've been expecting this. Excuse me, will you? Interesting news, Sir Graham. It's from a friend of mine in South Africa. He's attached to the Cape Town Intelligence Department.
Well, what does he say?
He says, Sidney Bellman was unmarried, but he had a sister.
Who the devil is Sidney Bellman?
He was the man who assisted Harvey when he was in South Africa. They worked together over what was known as the Simonstown case.
Oh, yes, I remember. Didn't Miss Trent say he was murdered?
Yes. He was murdered by the Knave of Diamonds.
What does your friend mean by, but he had a sister?
I wonder. I wonder.
That's from the cupboard. One of the men must have come through from the house.
Open the panel, Dale.
Mowbray, what is it? I told you to stay at the house.
Sorry, sir, but this lady arrived and insisted on seeing Mr. Temple.
Michael Preston. Parchment.
So we meet again, Mr. Temple. How nice.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Interesting news, Sir Graham. It's from a friend of mine in South Africa. He's attached to the Cape Town Intelligence Department.
Well, what does he say?
He says, Sidney Bellman was unmarried, but he had a sister.
Who the devil is Sidney Bellman?
He was the man who assisted Harvey when he was in South Africa. They worked together over what was known as the Simonstown case.
Oh, yes. I remember. Didn't Miss Trent say he was murdered?
Yes. He was murdered by... The Knave of Diamonds.
What does your friend mean by, but he had a sister?
I wonder. I wonder.
That's from the cupboard. One of the men must have come through from the house.
Open the panel, Dale.
Mowbray, what is it? I told you to stay at the house.
Sorry, sir, but this lady arrived and insisted on seeing Mr. Temple.
Miss Parchment.
So we meet again, Mr. Temple. How nice.
Miss Parchman, what the devil are you doing here?
Well, suppose I said waiting for a bus, Sir Graham, would you believe me?
Miss Parchman, this is no time for flippancy.
Sir
I warn
Graham,
you that this
please.
Is...
Miss Parchment, I know why you're here tonight. I know who you are and what you are. But there's one question you've got to answer me. Where is Steve Trent?
Steve Trent? And who, may I ask, is Steve Trent?
Her real name is Harvey, Louise Harvey. She's the sister of Inspector Harvey, the
good
man
heavens. You don't mean Harvey had a sister?
Yes, and she's disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yes, Charles.
But when did this happen? Surely you didn't know anything about it.
Steve's landlady arrived with the news shortly after you left for the doctor's house, Dale.
Oh, I see.
I think you'd better return to the house, Mowbray.
Very good, sir. I'll come along with you. There's nothing further I can do here, Sir Graham.
No, very good, Dale.
Mr. Temple, I should like to have a word with you. Privately, if possible.
Well,
I want to have a word with Turner, so you can come along with me, Merritt.
Very good, sir.
Miss Parchment, I shall want to see you later, of course.
Of course, Sir Graham.
Thank you, Sir Graham.
We'll meet later, Paul.
Who is that man?
Which man? Oh, Inspector Merritt. Why do you ask?
I wonder, that's all.
Well, Miss Parchment?
A little while ago, Mr. Temple, you said, I know why you are here tonight. I know who you are and what you are. Is that true?
Quite true.
Then tell me, and please believe me when I say this is important, do the police know who I am?
No. No, they don't.
Well, that's a relief.
Why are you so anxious to keep your identity a secret from Scotland Yard?
I think you know the answer to that question, Mr. Temple.
Yes. Yes, I think perhaps I do. Miss Parchment, you've got to help me find Steve Trent.
Yes, yes, I'll help you. But first, tell me, do you know why I am interested in old English inns?
Yes, yes, I know. Although I must confess I was rather puzzled at first. During the last few days, I have made a great many inquiries about the Cape Town Simonstown robberies. I was very interested to learn that the Knave of Diamonds organized and directed all his plans from a group of inns, all situated in the same area. It was clever of you to assume that he would use the same procedure in this country. You should have been a detective, Miss Parchment.
Thank you. I think the Commissioner intends to detain me on suspicion, especially after my unexpected presence here this evening. If you could persuade him to refrain from doing so, then I think the two of us might quite possibly stand a very good chance of finding Miss Trent.
Yes, I think that could be arranged.
Good. Now tell me, have you heard of the First Penguin?
The First Penguin? Yes. It's a small, deserted inn on the river, about 4 miles the other side of Evesham.
That's right, Mr. Temple.
Hello? Oh, it's you, Max. No. No, they haven't. No, not even Milton. I'm still waiting for them. Yes, yes, the girl's here. I say, Max, is everything all right? Yes. Yes, I'm listening. Salzburg. I see. Yes, I'll tell him. Right. Goodbye. You're late.
Yes, we had a hell of a game with one of the cars.
Where's Dixie and the others?
They should be here soon.
Did you get the stuff all right?
Yes. I say, what happened about that girl, Steve Trent?
She's here.
Here?
Yes.
Well, that's a bit stupid, isn't it?
It's the chief's orders to bring her back here. That's all I know.
Did you have any trouble with her?
At first. We were nearly picked up in Bond Street. She screamed like mad.
Heaven, I could do the drink. Now I'll mix it. Dixie was very good tonight. He worked like a nigger.
I'm glad you arrived first, Doc. I wanted to talk with you.
Yes. I wanted to see you, too. That's why I came on ahead.
Oh? What did you want to see me about?
Can't you guess?
No.
Then I'll tell you. 6 months ago, my dear Miss Thornley, you and the gentleman who prefers to call himself the Knave of Diamonds picked me off a somewhat dilapidated tramp steamer, where, partly through certain misfortunes to which I can assure you I was not to blame, I was acting as a sort of a shall we say, general practitioner. Indeed, not to put too fine a point on it, I was down and out.
Well?
Well, Miss Thornley... by the way, I think I'll call you Ludmilla. Miss Thornley is a trifle...
No one calls me Ludmilla, except Max.
Very well, then, it shall be Diana. Well, Diana, whereas 6 months ago I shouldn't have given a tuppenny damn about what happened to me, today I find myself in the rather unique position, for me at any rate, of looking forward to the future.
I still don't understand.
What I'm trying to say is this. I sincerely hope that our mutual friend, the Knave of Diamonds, has no intention of depriving me of that future.
What? Why should you think that?
Oh, no particular reason. But you see, unlike Dixie and Horace, and of course Snow, there are times when I find myself doing quite a spot of thinking. This evening, I regret to say, was one of those occasions.
Well?
Well, Diana, oddly enough, my thoughts this evening assumed a rather, shall we say, creative turn of mind.
Creative turn of mind?
Yes. I wrote a letter. A long letter. Beautifully phrased and charmingly written.
I wish to heaven you'd talked sense.
Very well, then. If by any chance I happen to have an unfortunate accident, either now or in the near future, my beautifully phrased, charmingly written letter will be delivered straight into the hands of the Home Secretary. You'll observe that I say the Home Secretary, not Scotland Yard.
What's in that letter?
Shall we leave that to the imagination?
You damn fool, Doc. If that letter...
That letter, I assure you, is quite safe. It will neither be posted nor opened, except, of course, in what I, at any rate, would regard as an unpleasant emergency.
Max had no intention of double-crossing you. You've been far too valuable. We respect both your intelligence and your courage. But the others, well...
What about the others?
They've got to go.
Why?
You know perfectly well why. We're coming to the end of our rope. Things are getting a bit too hot. They've got a warrant out for every one of us excepting the chief. Temple overheard our meeting in room 7 on Thursday. That's why Max switched our meeting to this place. If any one of the other three are picked up, they'll talk. We can't take that chance.
No. No, perhaps you're right.
Max wants us to leave for Austria almost immediately. He'll join us later.
Yes. Yes, all right. Do the boys know about the Salzburg rendezvous?
I'm afraid so. That's what makes them so dangerous.
Mm-hmm. What about the girl?
Which girl?
This girl here, Steve Trent.
The chief will take care of her, don't worry.
Diana, why did he bring her here? What's the point?
She's Harvey's sister.
Harvey? You mean the tech Horace murdered at the Little General?
Yes.
I'm beginning to see daylight. Inspector Harvey had a sister. I didn't know that.
No, neither did the Knave until Mr. Paul Temple kindly supplied the information.
Paul Temple? Still got that little matter to attend to.
Don't worry about Temple. While we've got the girl, his hands are tied.
You heard from the chief?
Yes, he rang through shortly before you arrived. He wanted to know about the Malvern job.
I think we might have difficulty getting some of the stuff out of the country.
We can deal with that later. First of all, there's this other business.
You mean the gang?
Yes.
Leave that to me. Is this trap door working?
Yes, and it's high tide.
Good. Here, give me a hand.
Not a very pleasant part of the river, Doctor.
No, but it's going to prove useful. Snow will be the first here. Horace and Dixie are coming together.
What are you going to do?
You'll soon see. This thing's heavy. It's done it.
They know about the trap door, you know. It won't be a surprise.
I think it will, the way I shall handle the situation. Where's that bottle of whiskey?
Here we are.
Good. Now we'll each have a drink handy on the table. Good. Glasses ready for the others. That's fine. Now pass me my valise.
What's in that small bottle?
I'm going to add a little extra kick to the whiskey, my dear, that's all. I think our friends will find it stimulating.
What is it?
I don't think you'd be any the wiser if I told you. When Snow arrives, be drinking at all costs. You mustn't suspect anything.
No, all right. What's that?
Must be Snow.
I can't see properly this window.
It's what? Dixie.
Isn't Horace with him?
No. He must be coming with Snow later. That's
funny. I was absolutely...
It is. Not to do.
Hello, Dixie. I thought you were coming with Horace.
No, we've had a hell of a game. They must have got the alarm off pretty snappy. A cop stopped us on the outskirts of Melbourne.
What happened? Well, you didn't...
Yes, no, let him have it.
You blasted fool.
It's all very well talking. We're in a jam.
Why did you change cars?
Snow was all shot to pieces. Couldn't drive properly. Say, I feel like a drink.
Huh? Oh, yes. Of course. Help yourself.
My God, Snow was in a state. We couldn't do anything with him.
Is Horace all right?
Yes. Say, have you heard from the chief?
Yes, he's ringing again later.
Oh. This is the biggest job I've tackled. The safe was a devil. It was one of those...
A cheerio, Dixie.
Oh, cheers, Doc. Say, what the hell's the matter with this? Say, Doc. Doc, my throat. It... Doc, what is it? What is it, Doc? Oh, God!
I'll do the truck door, Diana. Quickly. Now, I'll attend to him. Now, listen, go downstairs and drive this car around to the back. We don't want the others to see it when they arrive.
Yes, all right.
Doc! I'll take a pocketbook, my friend. Well, au revoir, Dixie.
There's Snow and Horace.
Yes, I gather that. Did they see you moving the car?
No.
You know what to do?
Is Dixie?
Yes. Now be careful. We must make certain they both drink about the same time.
Here they are.
Hello, Horace. Where's Dixie?
Dixie? Hasn't he arrived?
No. Why, did he come on ahead?
Yes.
That's funny.
I thought he was coming with you, Horace.
Yeah, we had a spot of bother and changed over. Well, here's the spot, Liz.
Is that all the stuff?
Yes, I think so. Blimey, look at that diamond.
Did you stick to the list the chief gave you?
He didn't give me the list, it was Dixie. Well, I should say it's funny he isn't here, isn't it?
Perhaps he got nervous after that spot of bother we had.
It was a pity you shot that policeman, Snow. He's almost...
Oh, I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. He was standing there, so...
Here, just a minute. Just a minute, Doc. How did you know Snow bumped a copper off?
How did I know?
Why? The chief rang up just before you arrived. He told us.
I mean, you don't half travel, are we? What the hell the hell is it?
It's all right. Nothing to be alarmed about. Diana, take this handkerchief. Tie tight this time. See if she can't talk.
It's all right.
Oh, who's upstairs?
Steve Trent. She's a reporter on the Evening Post.
A reporter? What the hell's he doing here? You picked a really good time to have a reporter hanging about.
Nothing to get alarmed about, Horace. It's the chief's orders to bring her back here. That's all we know. What you boys want to drink? Help yourselves, Snow.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Go on, Horace.
Thanks, I don't mind if I do.
Well, we shan't hear from her for a little while.
So the boys are having a drink, Diana.
And they deserve it. This diamond is a whopper. Oh, it must be worth a cool...
Tell me, I almost forgot I got another packet outside. Dixie handed it to me when we switched cars. Can't be a second.
No, just a minute, Horace. You can finish
it. Back in the jiffy, Doc.
He's already the devil, is Horace.
Yes.
Well, cheerio, Doc.
Cheerio.
Steve. Oh, I feel queer, Doc. A bit close in here, isn't it? Doc, please help.
Help me with this trap door.
Doc!
That's done it.
What about Horace?
Will you look after Horace?
There's a search in the
man.
What are you going to tell Horace?
I don't know. But tell him Snow's upstairs with the girl.
We better fill Snow's glass again.
It is. Yeah,
what's the matter with me? I must be imagining things. I could have swore Dixie slipped me a packet, but we... Hello, where's Snow?
He's upstairs, talking to the girl.
Call the hell does he think he is? Ivan Novella?
He'll be down in a minute. Here's your drink, honey.
Ah, thanks.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, Doc.
Why don't you drink?
Well, I'm thinking of that copper... I hope that gorge Snow did him in proper. He had a good deco at us.
Oh, you're nervy, Horace. What do you want? A good, stiff drink.
Yeah, perhaps you're right, Doc. Yeah.
What is it, Horace?
I'm listening, that's all. Can't hear voices.
Why, should you hear voices?
Well, Snow, of course. You said he was upstairs.
Well, perhaps he's not talking just now.
And what the hell is he doing?
You certainly are jumpy, Horace.
For a man who's just made the best part of a cool 5,000, you don't seem very bright, Horace.
5,000?
That's right. That's going to be your cut of the Malvern job, isn't it, Diana?
That's the chief said.
5,000 smackers. Cool, that's what I call money.
That's what we all call money, Horace.
Blimey, well, I beat the tannery.
Well, here's luck.
Thank you, Doc.
Drink up, Horace.
5,000. Cool, it takes your breath away, doesn't it, Doc?
It certainly seems to have taken your breath away. The devil's the matter with you, Horace? Are you on the wagon?
On what wagon?
Yes, you're not drinking, Horace.
Oh, on the wagon. Can you imagine it, Doc? Me on the wagon, eh? Me on the wagon. That's good. That's good.
Horace on the wagon. That's certainly funny.
I was only on it once, Doc, when I couldn't see straight up.
Well, cheerio.
Cheerio, Diana. Drink up, Horace. Why aren't you drinking?
Because I'm not a prize sucker, Doc. Stand away from that door!
Put that gun down, Horace. Don't be a damn fool.
Stand away from that door or I'll blow your blasted brains out. Drink up, Horace. Are you on the wagon, Horace? Cheerio, Horace. Here, take this glass, Doc. Take it.
No. No.
What have you done with Dixie and Snow?
I tell you, we haven't seen Dixie.
Don't tell me the blasted lies. His car's at the back.
Now, listen, Horace. If you take my...
I'm taking nothing from you or anybody else from now on, Doc. I'm giving you orders, see? Now, drink this.
No. No.
Drink it.
Here. I'll drink it.
You?
Yes. There's nothing in the glass except whiskey. Come, give me the glass. I'll prove it.
All right, Miss Clever, if that's how you feel about it. Here we are.
Thank you. Well, cheerio, Doc.
No, my face. My face. Oh, God, my face. Oh.
Smart girl.
What did you hit him with?
This revolver. I had it in my hand all the time, but I was frightened to shoot.
He's not dead.
No, but we'll still... What's that?
It's a car.
What the devil can that be?
I can't see very clearly the window. What? It's that woman, Miss Parchment.
Miss Parchment? Is she alone?
Yes, as far as I can see.
Open that cupboard door. We'll push Horace in there.
Oh, what about the river? Can't you...
We haven't time. It's all right. Hell of a time before he comes, Rob. You still see that old dame?
Yes, she's coming into the inn. I say, Doc, who the devil is this woman?
Don't ask me.
She seems to be turning up all over the place. First she was at the little general, and then she was at the yard when Skid was bumped off, and now
she... I reckon she's a tech.
Well, what's she doing here?
Probably trying to find that girl, Steve Trent.
Well, she's got nerve. I'll say that for her.
She's coming through the bar parlor. Stand away from the door.
All right.
Good evening, Miss Parchment.
Why, Dr. Milton, how very nice.
Come in here. Drop that handbag. Drop it.
Very well.
Pick it up, Diana.
Okay. I do hope that gun isn't loaded, Doctor. Your hand is quite shaky.
Miss Parchment, what are you doing here at the First Penguin?
Well, really, Doctor, your tone of voice...
Miss Parchment, answer my question.
I came to see a friend.
Which friend?
A Miss Trent. A Miss Steve Trent. Now, don't tell me you've never heard of her.
How did you know Steve Trent was here?
How did I know? A bird told me, Miss Thornley. Not a little bird. Shall we say, a pigeon?
Doc, she's only stalling for time. There's something in the wind that...
Drop that gun, Milton.
How the devil did you get here?
I came with Miss Parchment. I regret not having joined you earlier, but I had a little difficulty in locating Miss Trent. Steve, take his gun.
All right, Paul.
Would you mind sitting over there, Miss Thornley? Thank you. Hold this gun, Miss Parchment. If either of them move while Miss Trent and I are making them comfortable, well, you know what to do.
Rather, Mr. Temple. Here's the rope, Paul.
Thanks. Now, for a dose of your own medicine, my friends.
What's all this jewelry on the
it's
table?
It's from the Malvern job, unless I'm very much mistaken.
Yes. Horace Daly and two other men arrived with it. I could hear them talking. Suddenly, they seemed to disappear. I could hear some sort of a trap door being opened, and then what sounded to me like a splash of some sort.
Oh, that's interesting. So you've been getting rid of the small fry, eh, Doc?
I'll get you for this, Temple. I'll get you if it takes 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, here's the trap door, all right. By Timothy, Steve, the river.
Mr. Temple, would you relieve me of this revolver? I always
feel
that...
Yes, of course. There's no necessity for it anyhow, now that our delightful friends are tied up. Steve, how many people arrived here tonight?
Three. Horace Daly, the man who admitted us to Ashdown House that time, and the other man we heard in room 7. I think his name was Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor was the first to arrive. He came alone.
I see.
Just before the doctor came, I heard the telephone. It was Max Lorraine. I could only just hear what Diana Thornley was saying.
She's lying!
They were obviously planning a getaway. I heard the girl mention Salzburg. When the doctor arrived, she said the knave would ring later.
Later? By Timothy, if he rings again, we might trace the call.
I tell you, she's lying! She's lying!
You blasted fool, Temple. You don't really think that...
That's him.
Yes. I'll answer it. Hello? Hello.
What's happened?
He's rung off.
Did you recognize the voice?
No, but we'll trace the call. Hello? Is that the exchange? This is Paul Temple speaking. I'm speaking for Sir Graham Forbes, Chief Commissioner of Police. I've just received a telephone call and I want you to trace it for me. Yes, it's just this minute. It's very urgent, miss. This number is Evesham 9986. Yes, all right.
Is she tracing it?
Yes. Hello? Yes? Yes? What? What? I see. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Temple,
where did the call come from?
It came from my own house, Steve.
From Bramley Lodge?
Yes. From Bramley Lodge.
Thank you again for listening, and please remember to follow, review, and rate.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.